Hello, and thank you for joining us today for the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast. With us today is Brian Posey to discuss the SQL Server 2008 R2 Resource Governor. How can I tell if SQL Server 2008 R2 hardware resources are allocated correctly?
Well, because the demands on a SQL Server are likely to change over time, the resources that you initially allocate to the workload groups may end up being insufficient later on. As a result of this, it's important to periodically review your server's resource allocation. The best way to accomplish this is to use the performance monitor to gather the execution statistics for each workload group. Once you've gathered the necessary information, you can adjust your resource pools accordingly. The most useful performance monitor counters to watch are SQL Server workload group stats and SQL Server resource pool stats.
Okay, and what resources should I initially provide to a workload group?
Determining the optimal amount of resources to provide to a workload group can be tricky, but solution providers can initially link a new workload group to the default resource pool, so there will be plenty of resources available to the workload group. Allow the server to run for several days and use the statistics that you collect during that time to determine how a dedicated resource pool for the workload group should be provisioned. For example, you can determine the CPU resources requirements by multiplying the number of requests per second by the average total CPU usage per request. You can also determine how much memory will be required by looking at the maximum and average memory usage statistics.
What is involved in classifying SQL Server requests?
The resource governor does not automatically classify SQL Server requests. Unless classified, all requests are handled by the default workload group. If you want to use user-defined workload groups, you'll have to create classification functions and then register those functions with the resource governor. Creating and registering classification functions involves writing some code, and the MSDN library provides resource governor workload management scenarios.
Is the resource governor completely command line based?
Even though it sounds that way, no, it isn't. Although some coding is required if you want to create or register a classifier, you can interact with the resource governor through the SQL Server Management Studio. The SQL Server Management Studio allows you to enable or disable the resource governor, create and delete resource pools and workload groups, and modify resource pool and workload group settings. You can also use the Management Studio to allocate resources to a resource pool and to link a workload group to a resource pool.
And unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us today, Brian.
Yeah, no problem.